अज्ञात चरासनाचा संसयात्मविनाशति नयम लोकोस्ति न पारो न सुखं संसयात्मना.
Not very clear.
No, yeah. Reading chapter 4, verse number 40. Agyas cha sradhanas cha sansayatma vinashati nayam lokostina paro na sukam sansayatmanaha. But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not obtain God consciousness, they fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Purport. Out of many standard and authorized revealed scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita is the best. Persons who are almost like animals have no faith in or knowledge of the standard revealed scriptures, and some, even though they have knowledge of or can recite passages from the revealed scriptures, have actually no faith in these words. And even though others might have faith in scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, they do not believe in or worship the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Such persons cannot have any standing in Krishna consciousness. They fall down. Out of all the above mentioned persons, those who have no faith and are always doubtful make no progress at all. Men without faith in God and His revealed words find no good in this world, nor in the next. For them, there is no happiness whatsoever. One should therefore follow the principles of revealed scriptures with faith and thereby be raised to the platform of knowledge. Only this knowledge will help one become promoted to the transcendental platform of spiritual understanding. In other words, doubtful persons have no status whatsoever in spiritual emancipation. One should therefore follow in the footsteps of great acharyas who are in the cyclic succession and thereby attain success.
Translation again, very slow.
But ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next.
Hayom Tat Sat. So, this verse explains that if we don't have faith in the words of the revealed scriptures or in the faith of Bhagavad Gita, that we are not going to be able to understand the actual position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. You see, of course, in the Vedas, there are many different types of worship which are prescribed. There's worship of Lord Shiva and Durga, and worship of Kartikeya, Ganesha, Indra, Sunny, and so many devas, Brahma. But the Vedas also tell us that the Supreme Lord is Krishna, and we should worship Krishna. Now, if someone doesn't have faith, then they get confused and they think that worship of Krishna should not be accepted. So Parvati, she asked Lord Shiva, which is the best type of worship? So Shiva said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Pratam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Of all the different types of worship, the worship of Lord Vishnu is supreme. With one exception, my dear Devi Goddess, that is the worship of those objects, the persons connected. We worship Lord Shiva as the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Jata Sambhu. We worship Lord Jesus as a guru. We worship the different devas as devotees, like Skanda. He's the general in charge of the devas armies. Accordingly, to their position, we worship them, but we accept them as Tadiya, as connected to Vishnu. But Vishnu is the Supreme. He is the Supreme Lord. So people shouldn't get a negative if we worship Vishnu, or if we think of Vishnu is Supreme. Because even Shiva, Brahma, all the authorities, they have stated that Vishnu is Supreme. And the Bhagavad Gita, our Lord Krishna, he very clearly states, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, that everything is coming from him. In the Rig Veda, it states, Om Krishna Dvai Satchidananda Gana Krishna Adi Purusha Krishna Purushottamaha. So that Krishna, he is Satchidananda, he is the Supreme Lord. So like this, we accept Krishna in this position. So, but those who have no faith, they're not going to understand who is Krishna and how he is the Supreme. And so, like this, they are going to suffer. At 8 o'clock, the deities will open. If you wait till 8, they'll open. You can have darshan. In 30 minutes, the deities will be open. to 8:30, they're open. If you want to visit the restaurant, it's open till 8:30 also. It's open now. They also have a Bhagavad Gita exhibition. That is the door is open, I saw. So I had a stroke a little over a year ago. So it's not so easy for me to speak. Can you understand what I'm saying? You understand? A little bit. I'll engage Jantai. Do you know Hindi? Do you know English? I'm also from India. I live in Mayapur, in West Bengal. And I oversee the activities in Eastern and South India. You're from which part of India? Oh, that's my area. So there they speak of Kannada. Yes. Namaskara. So welcome to North Dwarka now. So, just like in Bangalore, they have in Udupi, they have the Krishna Deity in the Karnataka. And there they worship Krishna, they have regular processions, Ratha Yatras. So in Kerala they have the Krishna Deity and the Guru Vaya. And now they have the Krishna Deity in Tamil Nadu in Srinagam. And Vishnu they have all over. They have Shiva, they have all so many deities in Tamil Nadu. In Andhra Pradesh they have Balaji, who is all in Tirupati, and they also have Narasingha Deity in Vijayawada as well as Visakhapatnam. So we worship Krishna as the original Vishnu, but we worship all the Vishnu Tattvas as the Supreme Lord. Narayana, Krishna, Vishnu. We accept the other Devas as the servants of Krishna. So we respect them because Mahadev, we are very insignificant. He is very great. But he is not exactly the same level as Krishna. He's himself, he chants Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari. You see him in meditation. So Brahma has Shiva Vishnu. Shiva does the destruction, Brahma does the creation, and Vishnu does the maintaining. So sometimes Ashita gave a blessing to an asura that whoever he touches with his finger, his head will disappear. So that was the blessing the asura wanted. But this asura, he wanted to touch the head of Lord Shiva. So Shiva said, "Why you want to touch my head? I just gave you the blessing." "Well, I want to see who works." Now, that's not a nice thing. You get a blessing from someone and you want to take off his head to make sure it works. So like this, finally he went to Vishnu, and Vishnu talked to that person, and by some trick he got the person to touch his own head. And it disappeared. So this way, Shiva was saved. So this is why he gives such a blessing. It's not going to do any good to anyone. It's a negative blessing. So, like this, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Vedas, it says, Mahadev, Rama, they're very great, but Vishnu is supreme. Shiva himself, Rama himself, they also said that. In the Brahma Samhita, by Lord Brahma, he describes Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha, Anadi, Adi, Govinda, Sarva, Karna, Karnam. So Brahma, Shiva, they themselves confirm Krishna is supreme. So we accept like that. In the Skanda Purana, it says we should chant the two syllables, ha and re. Ha, re, ha, re, ha, re, ha, re, ha, re. Hari. 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 And by chanting the names of Hari, Hari will stilten you. Don't worry. He'll steal all your misfortune, all your garbage that you got in your life, all the unhealthiness. He'll steal from you all the suffering. Is it all right? Is it all right with you? So, this is something in Sri Lanka they are saying. Why you don't tell us the verse from the Skanda Purana? You're always teaching from Bhagavad Gita and Brahma and the Bhagavatam. Tell us something from Skanda Purana. So this verse is from Skanda Purana. Chant Hari, Hari, Hari. So, like that, we chant Hari, Hari Lal. Hari lo, Mar, Hari Gandha, Hari lo, Hari lo. Hari lo. So, I have a sheltered disciple. And her husband and her family, they are very much attached to worshiping Shiva. So, their objection to her getting a diksha is that they don't want anyone who says that Krishna is supreme. But all the Vedas, again, in different places, they're saying that Krishna is supreme. What can we do? It's not my personal opinion. It's the verdict of the Vedas. So, like this. How you hope that people will put their faith in the words of the Vedas and accept the position of Krishna. Now, the father of Vyasadeva is Parshuram Muni. So Parshuram Muni, he did a study of all the Devas and all the possible lords. So he saw that Lord Brahma had 50 qualities. And he had them in a greater quantity than anyone else in the universe. So he accepted that Brahma was a very special personality. But he found in Lord Shiva 5 additional qualities. So, Shiva is a little higher than a Brahma. So, Brahma can be a living entity, but Shiva is a special tattva. He is Vishnu, like if Vishnu's milk, he is like yogurt. So, a little change, but he is greater than Jiva Tattva. The Jiva Tattva is something special. But greater than Jiva with 5 more qualities is Narayana or Vishnu. So he saw that Vishnu was superior to Jiva. But amongst all the Vishnu Tattvas, he saw that Krishna had 4 more qualities than anyone else. So, then Lord Narayana So his decision, his conclusion was, Krishna was the full personality of Godhead with 64 qualities, and Narayana was his portion with 60. That Sita was the portion of Narayana with 55, and Brahma was an empowered living entity with 50. So, like this Parshad Muni, he came to his conclusion. So, we come to the our conclusion that a Krishna is supreme, but that doesn't mean we don't have the right to disrespect any of the others. We respect all of them, but in accordance with their position. So, like this, Lord Rama, Lord Shiva, they have also explained that Vishnu is the form of Bhagavan. In the Vedas, it is described that the form Brahma is visible or is realized in three forms, as Brahman, as Paramatma, and as Bhagavan. So Bhagavan means Lord Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, that the Lord has unlimited forms and unlimited names. So clearly, we respect the Lord who has Ananda Lila, Ananda Nama, Ananda Arupa. So this is the verdict of the Vedas. Those who have no faith, who do not believe these things, unfortunately, they are considered as offenders of the Lord, and they are not able to understand the actual position of the Lord. So, as the Lord Chaitanya, he described Ekala Ishwar Krishna, our Sarvitya, that Krishna alone is the Supreme, and all the others are his servants. So, like this, Lord Chaitanya, he taught that we should worship Krishna. Now, at one time, his students, they thought, why is Lord Chaitanya, he used to be a Nirmaya Pandit. He was describing he was a very qualified Pandit. He could defeat anyone. And now he has become soft. He is only talking about Krishna. So they asked his Sanskrit guru, his Sanskrit teacher, to please go and talk to Lord Chaitanya. So the Sanskrit teacher, he came to Lord Chaitanya. He said, what's this I hear? You're not a pandit anymore? You don't argue with other pandits and defeat them? Who said, I can take another pandit's argument, I can smash it, I can reestablish it, I can convince that person their argument is wrong, their argument is right, and then I can defeat it again, and I can, by using logic, higher logic, I can reestablish my original point. I am the same United Funded. I can do all this. Who says I am not? The first person I see, I'll defeat them. I'll show I still have the Brahmana potency. So he went out to the street. He waited for the first Brahmana to come, and he'll challenge him. But the first one who came was the brother of Philas. So he was chanting a Rajan, a dedicated to Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karna Sindhu, Dina Landu Jyatati, Golti Golti Gakanda, Radha Kanta and Moshuti. Krishna, you're so kind. You have delivered even the witch Putana. You have accepted her as a mother in the spiritual world. Krishna, you're so merciful. Just a little affection she showed. A little, her purpose was to kill you. But she showed some motherly affection. And she thought, too bad I had to kill this nice child. If I was the mother, I would like to have a child like this. He's so nice. Too bad I had to kill him. Even then, this little appreciation she had as a mother, a little, she was given moksha and given a position in the spiritual world as the mother of Krishna. So, like this, he was singing some bhajan. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he became so affixed. Krishna, 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 you are so merciful. I have no devotion for you. He started rolling on the ground. He started, and all his students were watching. Oh no, Nilay Pandit is not the same. Look at, he's rolling on the ground. Oh no. Then he said, please come with me. He said, you see, since I took Diksha from Ishwar Puri Maharaj, I realized that Krishna is the Saram Bonam. He is the Param Satya. So I cannot give you less than the absolute truth. That's why I'm telling you now all the Sanskrit, all the lessons in relation to Krishna. Because I know that Krishna is supreme. So, if you don't want me as your teacher any longer, knowing this, now I have become fully convinced that Krishna is the supreme. Then, if you do, no hard feeling, the leader stood up, he said, you see, you've always given us the best education, the best Sanskrit. We don't want to leave you. We want to stay with you. But you never taught us before how to do Sankirtan, how to chant Hare Krishna. So, if you're surprised, if you don't know, it's not unusual because you didn't teach us. So, please teach us now. We want to follow you. And all the students shouted, Jai, Jai Gauranga Ki! Jai Gauranga! Jai Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! Gaura Hari! So like this. Nilayam Pandit became known as Agora Hari, and all his students became his followers. Like this, he began to spread the Sankirtan movement in Navadvipam and from Navadvip all over Bengal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You see, our Lord Shiva taught that if you chant one name of Rama, this is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. Sahasra Nama, total of this, Eka, Rama Rama, Radhe. My dear, beautiful face, Parvati Goddess. One name of Ram is he goes to 1,000 names of Vishnu. And then he also said, if you chant one name of Krishna, this is equal to 3,000 names of Vishnu. So the name of Krishna is so powerful. So our Lord Shiva, he taught us we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So is there any question on internet? Any question? Quick, quick. Ask question on internet, or you can also ask a blessing and tell where you are. Today our quarters were cleaned by Angelica. You want to thank her? Hello. 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 Angelica, any questions? Who? Seva Padma. So Seva Padma is from Gurgaon, near Delhi. We give blessings. So all the watchers, who else is watching? There's a question from Dubai. Questions take priority.
Okay, Guru Maharaj, let me see the question again. Guru Maharaj, is there any specific reason why we include Tulasi Devi worship and not Lord Shiva, who is a Vaishnava? That's from Dubai, Ratnakar.
Who asked the question?
Ratnakar? From Dubai?
I can't hear you. Tulasi is recommended in various shastras. It said, if you chant your mantra by the Ganges, it's 100,000 times powerful. If you chant by Tulasi, it's one crore or 10 million times powerful. If you chant by the deities, which are duly installed, it's unlimitedly powerful. So, like this, there are sayings that we should worship Tulasi. Also, Tulasi is considered a Vaishnavi. She is very dear to Vishnu. none of the all things are complete unless they contain a tulsi leaf. So that's for this and many other reasons we worship tulsi. At the same time, we also respect Siva, especially that he is considered the protector of the Adams. So, in my thought, he is known as Rudra Siva. In Vrindavan, he is known as Agoveshwar Siva. So, if you want to enter Vrindavan or Mayapur, you need to worship this Shiva form. He is the protector of the Dham. So, as prescribed by the Shastra, we worship both. From Dubai, many devotees have gone on the Anavadip Parikrama. There we all pray to Lord Shiva for his blessings. We also pray to Parvati as the Paramaya for her blessing to enter into the Adam. As Saraswati Dasi,
why didn't Krishna make everybody Hare Krishna so the Karmi doesn't kill animals and give peace around the world?
I couldn't hear it.
Why doesn't Krishna make everybody Hare Krishna so the Karmi don't kill animals and give peace around the world?
Why? The question is, why Krishna don't make everyone a Hare Krishna for the Karmis don't kill the animals and
give peace around the world?
And also give peace. If everyone have Hare Krishna, then we have peace around the world. That's her question. Saraswati, 8 years old. Not me.
You see, in all the sacred scriptures of the world, love of Godhead is said to be the greatest of things. So love, if she's saying, why everyone's not named to love? But love is something voluntary. You can't love, like, say the government of America says, you should love the president. If you don't, you'll be thrown in jail. What are they love? If the government of the USA says you must love your country, otherwise you'll be punished, will that be love? How? There was once a king called Narasingha Maharaj, and he passed a law that everybody at sunset, they had to chant Hare Krishna. So he went in a ordinary dress to thrive on his citizens. So just at the sunset of around 6 or 7, he overheard something. Okay, let's go. You gotta chant Hare Krishna. And then, this is that Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj trip. If you don't do it, we'll be arrested. So let's do it. Even though you don't want to. So they chanted. So, it's not so easy to make people do. You can't force them to love. So what he does, he came himself as a devotee. He came as Lord Chaitanya. And he left so that Saraswati Dasi, she can preach to these people. Why you don't love Krishna? Why you don't love God? He is so kind. He gave you everything. We should love him. And then he'll teach. And like that, if the people decide that they want to love Krishna, and that they can decide. We can't force them. A Krishna, he can think of them like a robot, clone, but that's not real love. Love means that they want to, they actually like Krishna, they want to serve Krishna. So here you see Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita. There was that. There, there's Krishna as a child. So, Krishna, he accepted to be the charioteer of his devotee Arjuna. So one Brahmin in South India, he was illiterate, but he was crying, how Krishna is so kind. Krishna accepted to be the charioteer of his devotee. So he was crying. So Lord Chaitanya embraced him and said, you are the real devotee. You are the real pandit of the Bhagavad Gita. Jai Gaurani Tai Ki. Jai Rukmini Krishna Dwarkadi Sikhi. Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki. Jai Jagannath Jai Vali. Jai Subhadra Ki. Hari Lal. I sung. We have a job given to us to tell people about Krishna. And who else wrote their own blessings? Okay. What's his name? Oh, anything else? So, fasting, Jagannath Balaji Subhadra, and Rukmini and Draupadi's Lord Nityananda for the blessing on Jorge Morales. I belong from Mexico. Why was Navadi created? Is the Radharani created Mayapur in order to please Krishna? Created it, and Krishna he appears there as a devotee to understand what is the love that Radha has for Krishna. So, I like this. In the Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya appears. So just as Krishna appears in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya appears in Navadvip. So, Navadvip is especially empowered in Kali Yuga to give mercy to the fallen souls. We see now Vrindavan, the Rajasthan desert, is kind of encroaching on Vrindavan. And Vrindavan has become very dry, where 5,000 years ago it was very lush and green. But Sanavadi was especially created to give shelter to the people in Kali Yuga. So we hope that the people of the world will take shelter of Navadvip Mayapadam in this Kali Yuga and thus get the blessings of Krishna. Haridam. Any other question? Bhakti Priya in
she's asking, dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. If we want to give names to our deities at home, what is the procedure that we should follow?
This is Bhakti Priya Radhika in Manipal?
Yes.
In Karnataka? Here we have one devotee from Bangalore. She's come, and so the system is you send to Ashara Shakti, Adedi Dasi, the photo of your deity, and I'll see the deity and which name comes to mind. I'll tell you that name, or I'll give you several names if several ideas come to mind. And then you can choose what name you want to call your deity. And I was very happy to receive the messages from the students in Manipal, Karnataka. So, please give them my blessings. You can go out to see the deities if you want. Yeah, Gordon Thai and Rukmini Draupadi's and Jagannath Balaji Subhadra. Santagati from Hyderabad. What does she say?
I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj.
This is part, and
keeps on skipping.
The question is related to material education, I think.
No, she said, after coming to Krishna consciousness, gradually we lose taste for material education. But if office situation forces us to study material subject, materials are extensively spending time. Should we go ahead with extensive material education in our if our office situation forces us? I am from Coimbatore, but now in Hyderabad. This is Shanta Gopi Devidasi.
Thank you, Shanta Gopi. Please accept my question. You see, Adita Goswami, he was motivated to teach the Vedas and to defend the philosophy of Rupa and Sanatana, his uncles. So he learned Sanskrit at the Banaras University. Then he became a very great scholar, and his works are highly respected because he went for the education. Everyone is not so fortunate to do the direct service. Most people work in some office. That's all right. We think that by working in the office, I can donate some money to Krishna. I worship Krishna in the house. And so if it's needed to learn something, some material thing, we do that because that's the nature. You'll get more highly paid if you worship, if you study, like a chartered accountant or a doctor or a lawyer or something is more highly paid because they have education. So similarly, if your office requires that you study, you see that as also not a purely material, but something that translates into a better service you can offer Krishna. You can offer Krishna a better service by doing that education. So like that now, in the Chalpati ISKCON, they don't let the people join unless they finish their university first. They also require they should work for 1 or 2 years and see what the office is like. And then if they still want to be a brahmachari, then they can work. I think you are grihastha, if I'm not mistaken. Grihasthas, any work to to buy a house, to raise a family, to preach Krishna consciousness. So all these services are done by the grihasthas. So if your work requires you have to do some study too, that's taken as part of your job. It's a part of your service to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Those who want to get a Krishna prasadam cookie, please come. The first you offer here to the internet. Make two lines, one lady and one man line. Okay.